Hello everyone. Our title tonight for this devotion is Ambassadors for Christ. I'm going to read a verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were entreating through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Here Paul makes it clear that God was a reconciler, that humankind was what God reconciled to himself, and Christ was the one who accomplished the reconciliation by his death on the cross of Calvary. Those to whom God has committed the ministry of reconciliation were Paul and the disciples at that time who went to the world proclaiming on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. This ministry does not exclude us, but includes every believer who is called to take up the responsibility of being ambassadors of reconciliation between man and God. This is the main responsibility of the church today. This should be emphasized by every responsible Christian and preached from the pulpits in every land to present the gospel which has the answer to every problem in our society. The real problem today is the church left this major duty, carrying the gospel to this wayward world. And instead, using the pulpits for promoting social events and getting busy with programs and organizing sport events, hoping to increase income and membership. Regretfully, the church forgot the main ingredients to build a church, as the Bible declares in Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. All man's efforts to build a church without the power of the Holy Spirit will be in vain. These efforts are like wells that cannot hold water, and efforts that do not reconcile sinners to God. An ambassador is an official envoy to represent the interests of his or her country and promote the safety and welfare of its people. They serve at the pleasure of their Savior. Amen. So are the committed Christians. They are special representatives of Christ to proclaim the good news about reconciliation. This was his commission to the apostles who obeyed the call and were acting on Christ's behalf as messengers and representatives appointed by God. Furthermore, it was as if God were issuing a personal and direct invitation through them to those around them to accept the call and enter the joy of the new life achieved by Christ on the cross. In brief, they were appointed ambassadors to spread the gospel of reconciliation and salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. I will be most amiss if we do not mention here the saints who followed them, carrying the torch while many were mocked, beaten, tortured, and died for the sake of the gospel. They were truly ambassadors for Christ. It is my prayer and hope that during these difficult days of plagues, wars, earthquakes, political upheavals in many countries, that God's church would wake up, put on its battle clothes, as ambassadors of Christ and start spreading the good news to a thirsty and dying world. Oh, for a revival in the hearts of the children of God. May the Church of God universally awakens, and all believers start being true ambassadors to the one who loved them and died to set them free. Till next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.